You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I guess my only question is, why did, when I realized my color was green, forest green, did you both start wearing forest green all the time?
I'm wearing gray right now.
Yeah, but you have a lot of green in your wardrobe now, and Sam happens to wear a lot of green.
I look good in a lot of colors.
You look good in anything.
He's not wearing what I'm wearing.
Except like orange.
I actually look good in orange.
I don't think I look good in orange.
What about like a peach orange? I think you'd look good in a peach orange.
Yeah, peach, yeah. Closer to peach, yeah.
I think it's my facial features that make me good for any color. Like on the muted colors, it looks good because of my skin tone. But like on like the brighter colors, I think as my face, like I'm just naturally smiley. It just can kind of.
I've never seen you smile. No, you know what's funny though?
You know, you're right. You're right. That's so true.
Margot Robbie's hot.
Margot Robbie's always been hot.
That's what I was. Even though the hottest she's in is
Suicide Squad.
Her as Harley Quinn is the hot.
Oh, like, you like the crazy bitch. Oh, excuse me.
Guilty.
I mean, who doesn't though?
Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
Being crazy. I'm just like.
And I'm attracted to them, but I'm like, I would never date a crazy, because I'm like, that's crazy to date them. But I would date Harley Quinn. Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn, I would definitely date.
What do you think about Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn coming out with a new Joker?
What?
Oh, you didn't
did
notice?
Not know that. Just found out right
the
now.
Hell?
Yeah, you know Joaquin Phoenix, his Joker.
Yeah,
Lady Gaga is.
Wait, they're doing is
another.
A name.
They're doing another.
Oh, whoa.
With him.
Yeah, and Lady Gaga's Harley Quinn in it.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not Margot Robbie. Even though I do.
But I feel like it Lady has Gaga different tempos. Like that, the Joker movie was like dark.
It's very dark.
Me, like dark and
extremely
very
dark.
Depressing.
Yeah, it was like, not like in a fun, like, oh, I'm crazy.
Right.
I'm
and that's joking. How I feel like that is. Suicide Squad is funny, uplifting fun. So I feel like it's going to be
action packed.
What did you watch? You were watching
she watched a religious movie.
She's like, it was uplifting.
She had, at the end of the movie, she had a cappuccino machine up in her Okay. That's all you need. A book and a cappuccino
machine.
You know,
that's uplifting. That is
nobody around you. Boo. I got it. Boom. That's all I need. Maybe I should go to jail if I can get a cappuccino machine.
Margot Robbie being crazy, though, Sam. I guess you would never invite her over. Like this next story.
Yeah.
Oh, get it, Brandon.
Hey. I would invite her.
We're starting off strong.
I want that to be very clear. I would invite Margot Robbie in any circumstance if she wants to be invited over.
Okay.
Because your boy's about consent. You know what I'm saying? I always have been. Friends.
Yeah.
Friends.
Cousins.
Okay, your guys is better because it's
easier. It's so good.
It's easier.
Yeah. And they're the OG.
Yeah.
But it's like, if my cousin's on the show, then I have to do something too.
We've been on this, you know.
Right. Because there was.
No, usually you guys are fighting. Let's just say that.
We live like this. Y'all not like.
Even though some of the comments, because I'm like, we've seen ones about Maddie Brandon, but there was one like, is Brandon and Sam dating? Like, we've got a couple of those too.
I don't think I've ever seen anything
and I was
like
that. No, we're cousins.
No, the way you brought that up made me think about the time when you said the shirtless skate.
Wait, what?
The shirtless skating. He said, when I was like just first practicing how to skate backwards, and he said, do you do it like shirtless?
Oh my God.
I just looked at him. He said, no, I'm in the wrong. I'm so sorry.
It was bad.
But did you get an answer?
No,
does he do it? Do you do it shirtless?
Oh,
no.
Oh,
I looked at
you like, we need to know.
okay, all right.
Shoot, maybe.
So this one,
it's depressing.
I'm so depressing, but it's a little heavy.
You love depressing stories.
No, I'm trying to steer away from those because mental health is positivity. Hey. And okay, so this one's not safe for work. And today I effed up.
Oh,
so Tifu. Today I effed up by inviting a girl over. This happened this morning. This Tifu started on Saturday and it's Thursday now.
Ooh.
Matched with a girl on Facebook dating. She was very cute.
Red flag already.
I didn't know that was a thing.
That's crazy.
Facebook dating
is like a cesspool. It's like
really?
It's the worst people
I'm
on the planet.
My dad uses that.
Oh, no.
My dad. Okay. And it, oh. It's scary.
Because I always thought dating apps were like, you just get on different dating apps. I'm like, it's still the same people, but I'm like, Facebook dating is like different, like they're banned from other dating apps and they have to get on Facebook. I'm like, it's so
it's scary.
You had me
it's
at Facebook.
Scary.
I was like, this is not, and I didn't know Facebook
I didn't
had
know
the
that was
website,
a thing.
But I was like, just the fact that you went from Facebook for a relationship is crazy.
It's crazy. Matched with a girl on Facebook dating and she was very cute. I did notice that she only smiled with her top row of teeth in the pictures and I figured that her bottom teeth might be effed up, but I didn't think too much of it. She had a traditional wife energy and I was into it. We end up meeting on Sunday after some pretty clean chatting. Turns out she lives exactly 8 minutes from me, so I offered to pick her up for our first date. I learned a lot about her in a very short period of time. I won't reveal all the details, but she's battled a long time with eating disorders, thus her teeth being a bit janky. From what I saw, they weren't that bad. This is all a red herring. Nothing about this Tifu has to do with teeth. I wanted to mention it because I was so focused on this that I didn't pick up on the other red flags. I also found out that she doesn't drink all that often and only at meal times if appropriate. How nice. She also lives with her parents. Why? She has a surgery coming up and it's involving a lot of physical therapy. I piece together it's probably due to her aforementioned eating disorders and complication thereof. Otherwise, great date. Fast forward to last night / this morning. I invite her over for dinner. The plan was her dad was to drop her off. She didn't have her car due to a recent wreck and I would drive her home later that evening. Okay. She also tells me that she is a felon like 1 hour before we hang out. Okay.
Okay. That's Facebook dating.
Interesting information.
She said, don't worry. It's just 3 DUIs and it's over with. Thanks for telling me. No, really. I should have paid attention to this red flag. She comes over and after pleasantries, I start to cook a shrimp curry soup. She asks for a drink and I show her my drink cabinet and she picks out the most expensive tequila I have. That's fine. She proceeds to have 2 shots. Biggest F up. I presume that everyone is good at self-regulation of their drinking. It's just what I believe. We know if we are getting toasted or not, and it's intentional. I join and catch up with 2 shots. I get a seltzer for myself, and she grabs a cocktail and another one. 4 drinks in 40 minutes for this 110-pound person.
Mm.
I assume she's good at holding her liquor. After dinner, we are cuddling where she has her head in my lap. Suddenly, to my surprise, she takes her pants off and says, let's go to bed. A woman has needs. Gentle reader, let me mention nothing sexual happened here. I was barely registering as tipsy and she was beyond drunk. I set her in bed and she immediately passes out. No worries, I'll put a trash can near her and I'll go watch some TV / play games and check on her. The horror story starts here.
Mm-hmm.
I check on her and I realize that my bed is dark. I touch it. It's pee.
Ooh.
Just effing great. Oh. I attempt to rouse her and alert her that she has soiled herself and my bed. She wakes up and asks why I'm waking her up, and then she tries to flirt with me. I then notice that she's soiling herself again, actively, while trying to seduce me.
That's hot.
I somehow manage to get her to the bathroom and sit her on a toilet and have her drink water to sober up. This was a bad plan later. She refuses to use the toilet. I ease her down to the ground on a fuzzy bath mat. I drape her with a towel and place another beneath her just in case.
Oh.
I then spend the next 5 hours until 4:30 a.m. washing my clothes, her clothes, my bedding, and comforter. At some point, I sit on the couch where she was earlier and realize that she soiled my couch. That's why she was so urgent to go to bed. FML. I do check on her to make sure she's okay, and I end up changing her towel twice. I finally decide to go to bed at around 5, and I have work at 9, despite the ice storm. I set an alarm at 8 so I can drive her the hell home and forget it all happened. At 6:30, she wakes up confused and naked, to which I provide her some of my gym clothes that I don't really care about, and I go back to the couch, and she's embarrassed and hungry. Fine, go eat leftovers, but let me sleep. She clangs around the kitchen a while. She apparently ate all the shrimp in the soup. Great. She decides to cuddle with me on the couch, and I had no energy to push her away. She attempts to kiss me, but I rebuke it, and then I realize there's gin on her breath. I spring up and go to the kitchen and realize she drank another 4 ounces of gin at 7:30 a.m.
Oh, my God.
I run back to the bed, and she's catatonic again. I start to freak out and see her phone. She told me her birthday on the first date, and I use that to open her phone. Voila. Turns out she has like 9 missed calls from her parents, so I call them from her phone. I explain every single detail of what's happening of the night, and they are mortified. I tell them I have work and they need to come get her now. An hour later, her father shows up, which is ridiculous because they live so close, but I was just happy he was there. I had gathered her laundry, belongings, etc., and give it to Dad. Dad is not happy. He yells at her and I tell him, hey, sorry, my house, please, no yelling. He apologizes and agrees, surprised that actually worked, but I guess he was embarrassed about everything. Dad takes the stuff and comes back home. She was almost a week sober, and this happens? Not your fault, son, he says. Oh, the DUI thing makes sense now. She can't stand by herself, so he tries to scoop her up from the couch, but she's completely dead weight and wakes up, yelling that she hates her dad and pees on him and my couch again.
Wait.
We both end up dragging her to the car, and my neighbors are watching, mortified at what seems like a kidnapping here. Her mom just texted me to apologize a few hours later and that she would come get her clothes. Edit, I'm most upset that I'm sitting here eating my shrimpless soup.
Oh, yeah, that is the biggest crime. This chick's a superhero. This chick can pee on command. She's just peeing at
you. She is peeing. How do you have that much pee?
That's crazy.
But first, I feel sad.
Yes.
She was a week sober.
Yeah.
It's not the dude's fault at all. Mm-hmm. At all. Yeah. For the week sober or anything. But, and he was so sweet. He remembered her birthday. Like, what? Who remembers that?
He's a catch.
Maybe anybody on Facebook dating. I bet your dad would remember his date's birthday.
My dad can't remember my name, okay? Let's keep that straight. I feel bad for the dude because he seemed like a sweet guy. He made shrimp soup and it's...
Wait, was it a first date or they had multiple?
Yeah, like right.
It's like a second date.
Oh, a second date.
A second date?
Yeah. Because they had the first date at the restaurant and then the second date was... her coming over to the apartment and having dinner.
Yeah, I think it coming over on the second date, I would never do.
Yeah.
I got to know you a little bit more before I'm like, I'm inviting you to my place. Especially, I'm like, I don't know what kind of person you are. So I'm like, I don't know what, if this went sideways, now you know where I live. Like,
right.
I'm waiting at least a month or so before I'm like, okay, I'm comfortable with you knowing.
I feel bad for that dude. How does this whole house smell like pee now?
Of course it does. She peed everywhere. No. She peed in every room.
Everywhere but
on
the toilet.
Couch twice, yeah. Dude.
Yeah.
And okay, it's not like a little dog peeing. That's a human pee. That's a lot of.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of pee.
You can say that.
That's.
This happened last night. I was at my friend's house. It was a dog though. But the dog was just staying there, and we were just like all watching. We were watching Barbie actually, and then the dog just gets up and walks away, and we were like. My friend's like, my shirt's wet, and the dog, and we're like, we think the dog's like kind of getting older and losing it, but we're like, you can't do that, Raven. Raven's like,
I know.
And kept trying to get back on the couch. We're like, no, get your nasty ass off this couch.
You're not peeing on me.
But I'm like, just to be sitting there and like, and not even knowing, because that's what I was thinking about the girl, just like sitting on the couch, and she's like, okay, let's go to bed. You're like, this chick peed that time when she did. She was like, okay, I got to go to bed. Not saying anything. That's crazy.
She said a girl has needs. And then she needs to go to the bathroom.
She needs to go to the toilet. That's what she needs to do.
Thank you. Yes. That is, maybe she was trying to get him to say, okay. Or maybe she was thinking she could say, okay, I'm going to go freshen up now. Are you nervous to say you got to go to the bathroom? Like, or do you just not know what's happening? How do you not know?
I can see it like maybe happening on accident. And then you're just so embarrassed. You're like, how do I say I just peed on this dude's couch?
But then they continue to do it.
Yeah, to keep doing it. I don't think she had control.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, like, struggling with alcohol like that, do you have control in those situations, or is it just free-flowing? You don't even...
Yeah, I think you get drunk enough, you can pee on yourself.
Oh, okay.
I may, or this is, may or may not have had a little too many Jello shots in my life, which I was, well, I'll never take them again. And I did end up peeing the bed, but I didn't pee on a couch, on a bed, on a thing. It's, I was passed out in my bed and I didn't wake up because I was so wasted. But
yeah,
I don't, that's why I don't understand how you could be talking to somebody and still pee. Like, that's, I don't understand.
There's people in our family, like, they, listen, our family can drink. You know, there's a lot of people in our family, but I've never experienced.
Really?
What?
Weird.
No, yeah. I'm just kidding. But even just seeing like some family members like struggle with alcoholism, I've never seen this. And like, there are a few people that struggle with like, what is the alcoholism where you don't know that they're drunk? Like, they could go live their lives.
Oh yeah, they're so used to it.
What is it?
Functioning alcoholic.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
But it's like, I don't know. I don't know why she's having like bladder failure so much, you know?
So maybe that is a condition that she has and it just is worse because she's not drinking.
Yeah, I mean, he did say that there was like a lot of other stuff that was happening.
Yeah.
Like she's getting surgery
for
stuff.
Those are a lot of red flags, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's something else. And
I don't know.
That was really weird. Like you said, it's hard to hear that she's struggling like that. And I don't think it's the guy's fault. I don't think it's anybody's fault, you know? So somebody's struggling with alcoholism.
I need that dude to get off of Facebook dating.
Yeah, you need to get off immediately. I had to get off of that because I was like...
So you did it?
How long were you on it?
Probably like a couple months.
Did you meet anybody that was on it? Or just talk to them?
I met one person. And it wasn't as bad as this, but it was like
similar.
She didn't
pee on her
couch. Okay. She would have never been on my couch.
She would have never been.
Because the first date, we were like, yeah, this ain't it. But I'm like, it's just like all these, it's like literally, it's just the bottom of the barrel. And I'm like, well, I'm on it. So I'm the bottom of the barrel. And then it's like, oh, it's just not good. There's a different kind of person.
I think when I was in my dating days, way back then, you know, like,
oh my God.
2019.
when I was a younger gal.
Yeah, I would have never thought to use Facebook just in general for anything.
Because I think because Facebook knows about you, like because you say you're single on Facebook, they would add like a little thing like Facebook dating would like pop up on your thing because Facebook always changes their bar and it just popped up. It was like Facebook dating. And I was like, okay. Because they try to use like, oh, this person knows your friends, like that's they have mutual friends and stuff. And so I think that's, they try to push that too. And you're like, dang, my friend got no bad people because these people.
And I was like, no.
Yeah. So I was like, hey, I'll try it out.
Well, I'm proud of you for trying. Hey, you stepped out of the box.
Yeah.
You did it.
I will say though, OP is super mature because had that been me, bro, I would, nah. Something's got to happen. Yeah. Like, you're not just going to keep peeing around.
Immediately.
You'd be sleeping in the damn hallway on the street. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I'm a nice person, so I don't know what I would do, but leaving, like having her stay the night definitely would not happen.
Well, I would have did the same thing as him because I'm like, as soon as half that stuff happened, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm never seeing her again. So I'm just going to be as nice as possible because this is the last time I'm going to see you in my life. So I get, he's like, I just need to get through this. I just need to move through.
I would have definitely got her a lift and she probably would have had an incident.
Yay! And she got the incident. My gosh, Sammy's good at this.
Natural born pro.
And that's why you're Sam 1. And that's why
boom.
I forgot about that. Okay, so Tfue. Today I effed up by complaining about a Lyft incident and then getting doxxed by their official account after hitting the front page.
By Lyft?
By the official Lyft page, this person got doxxed. You know what that means?
No.
It means, I was like, looking at you, like, so they're usually under, like Reddit, you'll be under a pseudonym, not your real name, that Lyft used their real legal name. Mm-hmm. So they're,
people could find you.
People could find you.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, all right.
I thought Lyft was the good guy. Apparently not. Uber's the bad guy. Lyft seems petty.
Apparently not. Today I effed up by complaining about a Lyft incident and then getting doxxed by their official account after hitting the front page. You may have read my original post this morning about how I had a Lyft driver pressuring me to give him my personal number and email address before my ride. I felt unsafe and canceled. Even after escalating, Lyft refused to refund me. Only after my post hit 3 million views did they suddenly try and call me and offer me my $5 refund. But get this. Suddenly, I'm getting tagged, and I discover that their official account has posted for the first time in ages and doxxed me in the thread. Instead of tagging my username, since I post anonymously, their post reads, "Dear OP." And here's the kicker. That is normally a bannable offense. Instead, the comment is removed by the moderators from the thread, but it has not been removed from their profile, nor has their profile been banned as a normal user would be. It's still up. Not sure what to do to get this removed. Any media I can contact to put pressure on Lyft? After 5 hours, they removed my name. One of their execs just emailed me to inform me that they have removed it and suggested that I could delete my Lyft account. I suggested they could clean up their PR and CS teams because they're not doing very well today. For your amusement, she's one of the top execs and is located in the central time zone, so she was doing this at 11 p.m. Sounds like they're finally awake and paying attention. Update Tuesday morning, the customer service rep, the same one who doxxed me, who insisted he wanted to speak to me on the phone, did not, in fact, call me at the appointed time. Of course, it's entirely possible that he woke up no longer employed by Lyft.
Like, why did they call her name out?
Yeah.
Maybe because they had, like, her information, but they shouldn't have called her actual name out.
But they're like, they ain't posted in forever, and then they posted this.
Then they posted that this girl is saying that her driver is trying to get her information or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which, as a former Lyft driver for a couple of months,
were you? Was
they
it
are
nuts?
Creepy. Lyft drivers are creepy, man.
Well, you said you were a former Lyft driver. Okay. I'm just making sure I heard that correctly.
I'm doxing myself.
I'm doxing myself. No, I was so like, I don't want to talk to anybody. I'm just like, get in the car. And then people were like, I hate when people are like, so how was your day?
I would have had that little sign in the back that said, I am deaf. I can't hear you.
Like, oh my gosh. That would have been such a good idea. I'm like,
I can't hear you. If you want something changed, please text me.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stopped because I'm like, I hate that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And at least Nebraska was kind of good because like half the people were just like, they didn't want to say anything. I'm like,
I love this.
I like that. But then it would be the talkative ones like, I'm like band. You know what I know about tubas and stuff?
I don't know nothing about
a tuba. Yeah, I don't know anything about a tuba.
So I didn't find anything.
Oh. We did all that research.
They deleted it.
Well, I think it did say that they deleted it.
Yeah, it's weird that the company would do that.
Trying to find if there's like screenshots of
So they called her out for saying that her driver was a creep.
They like, I think it was one of those situations where they're like, hey, Sam, like, we're really sorry that this happened to you. Like, we're trying to get in contact with you. Okay. That's what I think it is. It's like a public apology type thing. But instead of being like, hey, Samalama Ding Dong 0236969696,
they're
like,
her real name.
Samuel, we're really sorry
living
for doing
this.
Living
at this address.
You living
this is
in
your
beep,
phone number. Yeah. You're like, oh my God.
So they like doxed her name. Yeah. So.
Okay.
And then when she reached out to them, they didn't take it down for a while.
I feel like it's such a bad look if you don't just immediately give the refund.
5 hours.
They gave a refund after it like hit so many views. Well, right. If you don't immediately give it, you'd look so dumb to actually refund after.
It was literally $5.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking too.
It was
I'm like
$5.
It's a sad world where often people, like especially women, are getting sexually harassed so much where they're just like, okay. Seriously, like, I didn't want this to happen today.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they make a complaint and Lyft doesn't do anything about it. But, yeah, no. Do you think that says more about the company the fact that they won't refund $5 or more about her, the fact that she...
I say that it's kind of...
Because she, all she did was make a complaint and then it became popular.
So I blame the company for posting it.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
As for the $5, that should have been like a separate issue. Like, yes, it's $5. Company should have been accepting or whatever, but they probably get a lot of $5 trips that they have to, they want refunds for. So it comes to a point where, okay, $5 a lot of times is a lot of $5.
Yeah.
Equals a lot of money.
Yeah.
But,
then like, stop having your driver sexually harass people.
That's exactly.
Because there ain't no screening for that. They just want like,
really?
Is your car new enough? And they have them look. That's what they do. You get them inspection for your car. Mm-hmm. They don't do nothing about you. I don't even think they do a background check.
Oh,
for
that's
it.
Scary.
So I'm like, they ain't checking these people. Anyone can be a Lyft driver as long as you got a new enough car that you can drive. So I'm like, we probably got wild people out here driving. Isn't it weird we just get in people's cars?
Yeah, I don't like it.
I think of it as normal now, but I'm like, it is weird. You're just like, you're calling up your own killer or something. You're like,
I and watch too many car, TV shows.
Yeah, they just drive you away and then you'll never be seen again.
I don't use it when I'm here in
town. Yeah.
Like, but I've used it when I was on vacation, which is probably the worst time to use.
They're like, are you from? You're like, from out of town.
Right. Excellent. Exactly. Exactly. And then the I'm door's dead locked. In.
You're like, oh. Are you do anything with your family this time of year? I don't have any living family.
Right.
Perfect.
So no one's going to miss you?
That's you answering because you're like, no, yeah, my mom's back at the house. My mom's waiting for me right now.
She knows I'm here, actually.
Yeah, she knows I'm here.
But that is one tip for anybody listening. Always say that you're going to meet somebody.
Yeah.
They're waiting for you. They know where you are. They know you're in this Lyft, whatever the hell service you're in.
Yeah. So I heard that tip, and it's like some people will say it, and then they're like, oh, hey, I'm going to share my ETA so you know how close I am.
Yeah.
And it's like, dang.
I got the Find My on. Yeah. So someone's tracking me as we go.
Right.
Well, it's like to the extent you don't even have to say that to the Lyft driver. You're like, oh, like if you're like on the phone, like, hey, I'll just share my ETA with you. It's like they're none the wiser. All they know is there's somebody that's being tracked, and I gotta get them there now.
Exactly.
And you're on the phone. You're like, yeah, it says it'll take 10 minutes. So 11 minutes, just call the police. You're crazy, right?
Yeah. I'm serious. Seriously, though, stop. Start speeding.
Just shave his head bald. Oh, it's all about family.
Yes. Family.
Inner tree.
I'm like, bro, you're saying the same line over and over again.
How would Groot feel about everybody being dusted
it's
away
not
in the
that
universe?
Deep. Ben, shut up.
Yo soy Groot.
Ben, shut up.
Imagine somebody that talks like that all the time, like him having to practice for that. Like if I listen to somebody talk that much, I'd be like, I'm going to kick myself out like this next story.
Get it, girl.
Everybody. I don't know the rest of the part. Yeah.
Not getting sassy with it.
We just had a dance break, and so now we're more of a musical.
What'd you say?
We just had a dance break, so now we're more of a musical.
Ah, are you ready for this next story?
We're all in this together, and we know who
that we are. We're all stars,
and we see that.
Ooh.
She didn't know that.
Together, everyone, together.
Come on, let's have some fun. Here and out, everybody with our eyes in front of something to show.
Yeah, yeah. You have to go back and watch it. High School Musical.
You don't have to, but you need to.
No, I kind of want to, even though I'm way like out of the age range, I kind of want to watch High School Musical, the musical, the series.
I wanted to, but I will never do it.
But it has Olivia Rodrigo in it.
A whole lot of words.
No, literally the
High School, the musical remake. What?
That's seriously what it's called. That's but it's like called. It's just a huge acronym now.
Hamas.
HSMTM.
Is that how she got famous?
To stop.
Or was she famous before the show?
I think that was her big role, but that was her... she sang on the show, and she was already, everyone's like, oh my God, Olivia.
Olivia's kind of good.
And then she was like dating the guy, and she was like, see, oh my God, you're leaving me for Sabrina. And so, so she came up with that album.
Who's team Sabrina over here?
I like Sabrina, so I'll say that. Okay. But I'm team everybody. I didn't listen to the guys' music as much, but I love Olivia Rodrigo and Sabrina Carpenter.
Because men stink.
No, his music is cool too, really like their voices. This one comes from Comfort Level Pod, and it is Am I the Asshole for Kicking My Mom Out?
Listener story.
Listener story.
We love a listener story.
Am I the asshole for kicking my mom out? I, 20 female, am engaged to Jay, 22 male, and we were looking for a new roommate a couple of months ago. We had a lot of options to go with, but we ended up asking Jay's mom, 36, if she wanted to move in because she was looking for a place to go after the sober house she was living in. Her other option was to move in with her ex, which would have been a bad idea. We're only a month into her living here and already have some problems. We told her we were having a party a week in advance and she said that it was okay, and since she's on probation, she would just hang out in her room and head to bed. The morning of the party, she brings home an ex-boyfriend, we'll call him L, who she's actually been in and out of a very toxic relationship with. L actually was originally Jay's coworker and was fired from the restaurant for stealing beer. He's an alcoholic and was told before she moved in not to have L around because we couldn't trust him. She says the night of the party that L wants to sleep over, and we very reluctantly said yes. The next morning, it looked like L took a white claw from the box because I counted them before I went to bed, and I texted her saying that I think L took one, and I didn't appreciate him not asking. She flipped out on me, and Jay said not to accuse L and that he didn't do anything. I'm like 80% sure that it was L, but it's not a big deal, and we honestly just didn't want him around in the first place. We tell her not to have him around, and she gets extremely angry, saying not to pick fights with her over text when she's at work, or she will physically show up to our work and pick a fight. She says that the next party we have, she'll call the cops on me for underage drinking, and that we're not allowed to have alcohol around because she's in recovery, not from being an alcoholic. She also said she's going to dump out any alcohol currently at the home, and I tell Jay he should go home and make sure she doesn't do anything she'll regret. I was still at work, but Jay tells me they got into another heated argument and that mom said if they don't want her here anymore, we'll have to take her to court. I was honestly worried for his safety because although she's never hit her son, she gets physical when arguing with everyone else. She goes to her room and Jay calls his best friend Kay in tears talking about what happened. Kay immediately comes over to talk to Jay, and Kay gives his advice to go through the courts to evict her. Mom heard this through her door and comes out asking if Kay is carrying a gun. Kay always has it on him, and he says yes. Mom then told him that she'll call the cops on him for carrying because it's a violation of her parole. Honestly, I didn't know about this rule, but Kay immediately leaves, and Jay goes out to apologize to him. When I get home, we both talk it over and we don't want to rush anything, but we both don't feel comfortable or safe with her and will eventually move to evict her. How are we going to do that? I have no clue. Am I the asshole?
No. What the actual what?
You just have to call for a vote to evict and whatever house guests.
You grab her and you put her on the damn street.
Yeah. Nah. And also, like, with stuff like violating the probation, wouldn't she go to jail, not the person?
Correct. That's the whole thing. It's on his person. It's not her possession. So it's his possession. So
she's over here threatening you guys, saying if there's alcohol here, she's going to call the police. But you guys wouldn't get in trouble because it's violating her probation, so she should leave. Same with the firearm. Yeah, you can't have it.
You can't
so
have it.
So you calling the police isn't going to do anything for yourself.
Yeah, let her call the police, actually, the next time.
Right, call the police.
Like, you know it's illegal for you to be near this, right?
Yeah, and you're you have to go.
You're the problem.
Yeah, she's like, get him. They pull him, like,
for the handcuffs. She's like, wait, what's happening?
What is this?
This is a plot twist.
Yeah, that is so bad. No, and they warned her saying, we're having a party, but I'm kind of like, you counted your white claws before you went to sleep after you had a party? Like, what?
Yeah, maybe they had the idea, though, that they were going to steal, which is why, but.
It's a white claw.
It is
a white claw.
Like, throwing that part in was a little much, but like,
unless it was like, yeah, like playing, like, okay, we'll just do a little test to see.
It probably was a test, honestly, to see if the boyfriend that they said she shouldn't be around was there. But
one missing White Claw in this economy.
How do you know it wasn't your friends at the party that took one? And you're going to blame this dude just because you don't like him? I mean,
that still doesn't excuse what how she's acting. She cut up.
No,
I feel like we should reenact, do one of those reenactment things.
Oh, yeah, we've been doing those recently. Okay, so who wants to do what?
I can be the mom.
So we need OP, we need OP's boyfriend, we need mom, and we need OP's boyfriend, or mom's boyfriend. I kind of want to do the mom, the mom's boyfriend.
I don't feel like the mom's boyfriend even feels like part of the story.
Okay.
Wait, can I be Kay, the friend?
That's oh,
yeah,
okay.
You can be the one who has a gun.
You want to be the
okay, oh, no. Sam, do you want to be the mom?
I can be the mom.
Okay.
Sam,
what
are
you saying to me, Claire?
Or do you want me to be the mom? I think you'd be the mom better.
Okay.
Okay.
I can be the OP.
Oh, you want to be OP? Wait, who? Oh, you were going to be the mom. Then
no,
you can
Sam
be OP.
Sam can be the mom.
Sorry, I forgot. No, you can. I'll okay.
Whatever.
All right.
I feel like this dynamic, who, someone's got to be the OP, someone's got to be mom.
Okay,
dynamic.
So I'll be boyfriend's mom. Boyfriend's.
You're the boyfriend.
Yeah.
So the OP isn't the mom. She's the mother-in-law-ish person. So it's not my mom.
No.
It's your mom.
No, OP is the person that wrote this.
But
original poster.
Mom, right?
Yeah.
No, it's it's boyfriend's mom.
Right. That's
so
what I'm saying.
I'm dealing.
Wait,
so this is
the know how to be.
So this need to be crazy and alcoholic and say that everybody else is wrong around you.
Yeah. Just take no accountability and
correct.
So my
drink.
Say so anything you do is something that I do. Anything you do, something I do, and you're gonna get in trouble because you're around me doing something that I shouldn't do.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So we're starting at you just moved in. It's been a month since you moved in, okay?
Oh, yeah. I love my new house.
So, I don't know if this is working out with my mom being here. It's kind of been crazy. It's only been a month.
She's nuts.
She's nuts. I just don't know how to get her out, you know?
I don't either, but I feel she's ruining it. She's ruining it.
You know what this can be? This is the morning. This is the morning that the boyfriend comes. And so you're going to come out and you're going to be like, my boyfriend's here.
Hey, my boyfriend's here. I'm waiting over here. What you doing?
What do you mean? You're who, L?
You are not supposed to have him in my house.
This is my house, too. I can have my boyfriend wherever I want to have my boyfriend.
Mm. I can play L, too.
Okay.
You're L.
Facts.
L, what are you doing here?
I got invited here.
L
so. Kind
of makes me uncomfortable.
A lot. He's going to steal something.
I can hear you
guys. Is it because he's so hot?
Yeah. My long hair.
No, mom, stop. This is weird. I don't think you're... This is my coworker, L. How's it been getting another job?
Sucks, you know? Like, people think just because I stole beer from one place, I'll do it again. But it's like, maybe I just like working at bars. Like, you know, it's like, it's all in them. It's really their fault.
Oh, he's going to steal.
I think so.
I would never steal alcohol from a household that I just got invited to.
How many raspberry white claws do we have left?
Counting all my white claws before we go to sleep.
Okay.
Because I know he is going to steal one.
All right.
You have to ask him to stay the night.
You want to stay the night, Al?
Huh? Of course, baby.
No.
Mom, you can't do that.
Why not?
I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you, man.
I'm here.
I'm talking to my mom, and you can leave.
I'm listening.
Don't talk to L like that.
Mom, stop.
Don't talk to L like that.
Yeah, that's really disrespectful.
I can't.
L, do you want to stay?
Yeah, I do want to stay.
All right.
And totally not steer any alcohol overnight.
I really wish you would stop saying this. Very specific why you keep saying, I want you to stay, but I don't know why you keep saying that.
All right. Everybody, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Wakes up in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Wait, we're still sleeping. Yeah. We're still.
Ow!
Shut up.
Okay.
These are good white claws.
I'm going to go count my white claws because I just woke up.
Oh, okay.
And I feel like somebody stole one.
Okay.
One, two. There is one missing out of my white claws. I know he took it.
You can't prove that.
That's true.
We counted these before we went to bed after everyone left, so we know we didn't drink any.
You guys liked to party.
We didn't drink any.
Yeah, we didn't drink any.
L, we know we didn't drink any.
We didn't drink None.
Mom. Mom, I saw that.
What are you talking about?
All right. All right.
I'm done with your mom.
All right. You're going to go? I'm going to call my friend. Hey, man. Yeah, bro. It's crazy. I'm just like living with my mom. My mom's living with me right now, bro.
Dog,
like,
that's
is
crazy.
There any way you can like come over?
Why would I do that? But,
because she's like acting crazy, dude.
Are you in trouble?
Yes, I okay. don't feel all safe.
Right. I'm a sly. Okay. I got that thing on me too. You know, I always keep that on me. I should slide over though.
I don't know why you'd mention that in this call, but I'll see.
I don't
see
know
you.
Either, but yeah.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hold up, this is the FBI agent on the call. I heard everything we're sending.
Huh? Well,
we heard everything you said.
Wait. There is a felon in that apartment, yeah. click, we're going to have to show up.
click.
All right. Hey.
Hey, yo, what's up? Yo, what's up? What's poppin'?
Hey, come in, man.
All right.
Last night, like, my girl really thinks that they might have, like, taken, like, one of their White Claws. And
a White Claw?
They're just, like, acting suspicious. That dude is not good for my mom.
Does he have a gun?
My mom is... Mom, what are you doing here?
What are you... Yeah, I do. And,
mom,
you know,
go back in the room.
Okay,
you haven't even got to the party to be here for yet.
Does he have a gun? Okay, I'm going back in.
Yeah.
Bro, it's like, I don't know what to do. I feel like I need her to leave.
Yeah, because that right there was even crazy. That was...
Yeah, she was so
just
aggressive.
Just how she just barged in. Like, I'm like, what the heck?
But, like, I don't know if I can evict her. She's been here for, like, a month.
Well, if you think she's stealing from you, that's obviously something that's pretty bad. And then the way... And when she's just being so intrusive all the time...
I'm
not intrusive. I'm just like,
get out.
I just
have
to go to the bathroom.
Mom, I'm trying to talk to my friend. Do you have any pizza rolls in the kitchen that you can maybe get us?
Honey, you know I got some pizza rolls.
All right, well, let's go to the room really quick.
Okay, and I got this White Claw also.
I didn't do it.
But yeah, no, like, hey, like, I don't know what to do. Do I, like, how do I get her to go?
Yeah, I would probably consider evicting just because it just,
like,
doesn't
how?
Seem healthy. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe just, you know, having that conversation, just telling her, or, you know, if she wants to get belligerent, like, you can bring in some cops or something. I don't know. Do what you got to do. But at the
do
end of the day,
do you think I need to, like, do it like the old fashioned way? Like, I got to go to the courts or something?
Oh, man, I don't. Probably. Because if she's being like that, then.
Because she sucks. Like, she's my mom, but she freaking sucks.
Yeah,
I hate
she
her.
Seems insane. Like, the way she's just
being. I can hear you. It's like.
Oh, my God. Mom.
I'm in here.
She just never left. Yeah.
You gotta just continue the conversation while I was just listening.
So you didn't get the pizza rolls?
I didn't know you wanted them now.
What do you want, Mom?
Honestly, you guys should get more White Claws because these are so good. And me and Al, we're drinking them down. There's way more gone.
Huh?
There's no White Claws left. We
when
took all
OP
of them.
Finds out about this, I'm going to call her.
Hello.
Babe, my mom is drinking all of your White Claws. You need to come down here.
That is, I am leaving work immediately. Those are expensive. I gotta go.
In this economy?
Yeah, White Claw in this economy. That would make me cut up with this thing, you know?
Ma'am.
You don't have to call her ma'am, babe.
You cannot take my White Claws. He's got a gun.
None of us took your White Claws. Okay, no one took the White Claws. We didn't have anything to do with the White Claws.
I mean,
Claws.
I wasn't really
pull
the
out,
shoot.
Okay.
I just wanted to... I was just
this
like, you know...
This is escalating.
Oh, so now you're going to call the cops because he has a gun in
yes!
here? And you have
this
a felon?
Absolutely. I mean, well, now he's... Well, what? He's pointing at us?
Don't wait, point it on. At my girlfriend.
No, I was...
What about your mom?
I'm nervous.
I don't care about you, Mom.
Oh, my God.
I'm nervous. This is crazy. I didn't know I... You want to hold it?
This is escalating. One White Claw.
I said he's... He's taken 11 white, or she's taken 11 White Claws now.
The stealing?
That's stealing. Oh. I think it's worth it. In the lake. Just in the lake.
Oh my God. Don't
just
do
in
it.
The lake.
Please. Please, it wasn't me.
Lake.
It was Al. It wasn't me. Shoot Al, please.
Oh, it's a theft in the house.
Was it her?
I'm calling the cops now. This is illegal. This is absolutely. Hello?
Hi, ma'am. How can I help you?
Wait, why did I say hello? I called you and.
Do you need help or
yes,
not?
Yes, I need help. you need to come to this apartment right now because people are drinking around me.
They're drinking.
Okay? And I'm on probation.
We got guns, too. I forgot to say that.
Man, why are you in a house that has alcohol and if you're on probation?
Because they're doing it to me.
Did I just hear a weapon? Is there a gun there?
There's a guy with a gun here. He's threatening me.
Oh, I could shoot, but I
can't. You are not allowed to be in that situation. You have to leave.
Yeah, so can you come and arrest them?
I'm going to come and arrest you.
No, please don't. Oh, gosh. Okay, I have to... I think I have to leave.
No, I think you should stay.
Oh my god.
And see.
Wow. I could tell Maddie was waiting on that point for you to be like, you were supposed to be like, I'm calling the cops because you have a gun.
I was waiting for you to do this. Yeah.
We kept bringing it up, and you're like, oh, he's not getting it. This guy going.
Well, full disclosure, I heard like half the story. So I'm trying to figure out what's happening while doing it. Because, like, the first half, I was like...
Classic Sam.
Yeah. So that was...
That's why he's like, we should reenact it. Or did you say that?
I did, yeah.
You did.
Okay. And Sam's like,
I got scared. I was like, oh, no.
I'd love to do that.
This is the one time
I don't... Then I assumed, like, two roles out of nowhere. That was great.
But honestly, though, OP, I think you honestly probably do need to go through the courts. Because has anyone ever had a roommate that would not leave and you had to do something like that?
Luckily, no. That was.
I feel that way now. No, I'm kidding. I am totally kidding. But no, I don't think you can make somebody's life so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So easily.
Because I feel like at a certain point, I don't know if their name has to be on the lease or what, but if they're living with you at a certain point for however many months, like, you literally cannot just tell them to leave. I think if they're paying you rent or something.
But no, if they're on the lease, if they're not on the lease, then they don't have...
They don't have any rights.
Yeah, they don't have any rights. It doesn't matter how long they were there.
But there is the squatting thing.
Squatting thing.
Yeah.
So, but it depends on what state you are in or where you're at. But I don't think that would apply. Like, tell your mom to go. You don't have anywhere to go. You can't go live with your ex. Sorry, you got to go to a home because you can't be playing that game with me. No.
Because the only time I had it was with my roommate's boyfriend, and he was like, they're every single day. And you're like, I don't want you to be. Like,
are you paying rent?
I didn't ask you. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, you're living here now. Because he was like 2 weeks, he was there every single day. And I'm like, he can't be here. I'm like, I just told him, like, nah. Because I'm like, I didn't even say the rent thing because I'm like, he's not even paying rent. Because I'm like, I don't want him here even if he did pay rent. I just don't want him to be here every day. Y'all need to move out and be on your own if you want him to be here every
day. Do you have any idea how much I relate to that? I don't think you do.
The same thing?
Same exact thing.
Exact. Like.
But maybe for a longer period of time.
But why does it matter that they're there when you're there? I can't. Be comfortable. I can't.
Yes.
I can't. I just can't be. Yeah. You can walk around in your underwear, be however you want.
Yeah.
I can't do that. Not that I do, but I would like to have the option.
Yeah, of course.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, do you think though, if you just did, just one day, just fully naked, walked around,
dude,
that it would make him
not.
Be like, I can't come anymore. I don't know when Sam's gonna have clothes on.
He probably would be castrated after seeing that.
You're just like bent over picking something up. He's like, oh, you know, it's just like, this is where you're like, hey, this is my space. This is what I do in my space. And this is a common area, and I'm making toast, and I got my boobs out.
Or it could backfire. He's like, I can come all the time now. He's coming everywhere.
He's like, but seriously.
Yeah, like, this is what I've been wanting.
It hurts now.
I have nothing left.
No. That's what said. Just do it. Just do it. And that's exactly what he said, too. Well, just do it. If you felt like I'm ruining your space, then just do it. I'm like,
Nike.
It's because they know I don't.
Yeah.
I won't.
Yeah. That's why you gotta. You gotta do
okay,
it.
Okay, so now I know. I will just do it. No, Nike. Boom, boom. Out there. What's up?
Because when you said it, Sam, was the guy around? As you said it to both. Like, what was his reaction?
He was like, he was quiet because he was like, oh, I kind of understand and I get it. She wasn't even like really defensive about it, but actually, it's because we had an earlier incident where we were in the morning and I went down to go to the bathroom because I only have one bathroom in my house, and we go in and I open the door and he's in there peeing, And I was just like, And then I just closed the door. And I
pretty
didn't,
small.
Because I didn't just immediately close the door. I was like, And then I closed the door. And then she went up to me. He's like, why does Sam do that? And she's like, Sam is such a jerk. He's always doing stuff like that. Because this was also the time. Well, I'm not going to say her name, so it doesn't matter to you. She was polyamorous. So she was dating a couple guys. But I'm like, it's not really polyamorous if they don't know about each other. That means you're just cheating. I would always go like mix up their names. I'm like, oh, what's up? And he was like, no, my name's, I'm like, oh, my bad, buddy. And she was getting, so I'm like, I was petty like that kind of stuff.
That's,
yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Shoot.
But I actually have had conversations with the significant other or whatever. He's like, are you really mad that I'm here? And I'm like, yes. It gets on my nerves.
Yeah.
There's a point where he's like, you really do get mad? I was like, yeah, it's not to a point where I'm going to go when you're sleeping in the basement, whatever. I'm not going to go wake you up and say, get the fuck out of my house. It's not to that point, yeah. But I'm like irked because we have a agreement, me and my roommate.
Yeah.
You should not be here when she is not here.
Yeah.
And yet you are still here.
Because she works all the time, doesn't she?
Yeah, she works. See, she goes out. Yeah, she does everything.
Does so he she's have a that place? So awkward.
Does he have his own place? And he's just.
When you say own, that's a different.
Oh.
Parents.
Oh, okay. Well, that kind of makes more sense, but still, I'm like. Especially when you're roommates too, you're like, when we decided to be roommates, I didn't agree to be with this other person. Like we
that
agreed to be
roommates.
That was one
of the stipulations of moving into the house.
We're roommates.
I will say that out loud.
Yeah.
He cannot be here when you are not here because I have PTSD, and I know that's a bad term to use, and I don't care. From it's when we lived in our apartment, and he asked me if he could live there for 6 months and he would pay rent for 6 months. And I said, yes, reluctantly, because I could use the money. He worked nights at that time. I worked during the day. He worked during the day. So we were there at the same time, me and him. I literally did not like him then. I hated him. I wanted him to drown in the bathtub.
Not in the bathtub.
And so 6 months came and went. He stopped paying rent.
We kept living.
Did he fucking leave? Nope. Year and a half.
Finally, a year and a half?
Yeah. Finally, year and a half. I was like, I can't. I cannot. And you know what the trigger was? So you cannot mix foods around me. Okay. He ate some of my peanut butter, but still had jelly on the knife.
That's such a roommate issue.
There was chunks of jelly in my peanut butter. I'm being so serious right now.
Who puts jelly on before the peanut butter?
Thank you. No, he literally.
Actually, that's a good.
There was literally like crusty chunks of jelly in my peanut butter. I lost it on him. I actually yelled at him. I was like, you, number one, why are you eating my food?
Why are you still here? Yeah.
Why are you touching my food?
Yeah.
You're not paying rent no more, but you're still living
it
here.
It all adds
fool.
Up. It like builds and builds. You're like, I've been holding on to all this.
And I'm notorious for that, yeah. Actually. Like I hold things in until all of a sudden I'm like. But I was like, okay, that is it. And he's like, he thought it was funny. He's like, gotta keep them separated. Started singing that song about peanut butter
and
jelly.
Oh my god!
But that's his personality, which isn't a very likable. I've met this person. I don't really like him either. His personality is not for me.
I was like, do you know how angry I am right now? And for you to make a joke about this, sir?
I think the best thing to be would be the courts. So, yeah.
Unless they couldn't afford to go to court. Like this next.
Didn't we already do that story. One?
We didn't do
court. Well, no, we did.
Oh, it's real.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't know why, but I thought
great
we did afford.
Sam.
Maybe it was just when Sam was like, I'm looking for the last
great
one, and Sam's like, afford.
Cousins.
Cousins.
My mic was off.
Cousin.
No friend.
I thought we were like
siblings. He says no friends.
No, Sam's embarrassed me so many times in church, so too. Serious. Like, I'll try and, like, connect with him the way that he connects with his cousin, and he just, like, gives me, like, you wonder why I give you dirty looks, because you give me dirty looks in public, and you embarrass me.
I feel like I connect with you. I feel like I'm very much more conscious with because you. I'm like, I'm going to give Maddie a hug. I need to make this connection. I need to have, like, a genuine thing before I, like, make fun of her. Because I need to show him, like, I do love Maddie, but also I'm going to make fun of her, too.
Because right? The way that Brandon and Sam connect is they're like, that's my cousin. And so they do this point.
It is.
And I'm like, but I'm also here. Like, I do this. And when I do this, Sam brings his hand down all aggressively.
My only thing is, like, you're interrupting because we're not done yet.
Yeah.
You would be done.
Yeah, it's like.
And I'm like, that's my cousin.
Yeah, that's my cousin.
First is, that's my cousin.
That's my cousin.
Because first is initial. One of us sees the other one and mm-hmm. they point. And then we see the other point, so we're like, that's my cousin.
That's my cousin.
And then we have to say, that's my cousin. We're confirming it.
Yeah.
And we're like, that's my cousin.
That's my cousin.
Okay.
And then we'll go down, and then we'll come back. That's my cousin. So that's how it goes. Yeah. And you're always in the middle of it like,
okay,
well,
in defense.
Yeah, let's hear this defense for your cousin.
That is a 30-minute intro,
thank
sir.
You.
And well, that's fine.
That's what I'm like. I don't know what to tell you. That's the process.
So that is how it is every single time?
Yeah.
It's like that every time.
They also have the longest handshake in the world.
And I love it too because when people see it at church, because they always, when we go like this, they go like, yeah. Like, what are you pointing at? I'm just like, because he'll be all the way across the thing. You're like, people are like, what are they
But it also is great when we do the handshakes too because, like, people like stop and be like, and we're just going through the handshake the whole time, just not breaking eye contact, and it's just because
they're like grunting. They're like,
you know, I do kind of get mad at you and Steph's because it's kind of cooler, I think, a little bit.
No,
I don't
okay.
know. I like the. I kind of get mad.
Even though he never gets it,
I get jealous.
He never gets it on time, or I never get it on time.
But it looks cool.
It's a 50-50.
Are you guys ready for this next story?
Yeah, all right, babes. Just all right,
this next
us.
Story, babes. Like, this next story, babes, comes from Comfort Level Pod.
Comfort Level Pod?
/ Comfort Level Pod.
It's the hottest
Can
Reddit.
We talk?
For a minute?
For a minute. Tell us what is on your mind.
Your mind.
Tyler, I love no. Tyler's
Tyler.
Outfit.
Shit ain't so, I will not go. Turn the lights off. Carry me. No, 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 no.
Am I the asshole for not giving my tickets to someone who couldn't afford them?
No.
For not giving them?
Not giving my tickets to someone who couldn't afford them.
It's not my fault. You broke.
Right. I work hard for my money. Yeah. I ain't paying for you to do what you want.
You broke. You're like, I'm the bad guy.
How
you broke?
Dare you?
But the only way I would classify them as is if it was like someone you're related to or you're dating. Just to say that in a title, am I for someone not being able to afford tickets? Yeah, so my mom couldn't come. Bro, why didn't you just say mom in the title then?
You didn't say mom for a reason because you knew.
My mom's mad I didn't take her to Taylor Swift. Okay.
I, 30-year-old female, have a close friend who I've known since I was 4. She recently invited my boyfriend and I to an escape room with her husband and sis. I sent her $80 for our 2 tickets. A couple of days before we were supposed to attend, I told her my boyfriend wasn't going to make it, but I was still going to try because the escape room didn't give refunds. I also suggested that she look for a couple of people just to go in case. That way they could go in my place and pay me back for tickets, and she agreed. The day before the escape room, my boyfriend told me that he could go after all, so I texted my friend that we would be there. She told me that she already found 2 other people to go. I said I understood, and could she send me the money? She said she didn't have it because the people she invited were poor and could not afford it. I was mad. I told her I never agreed to pay for other people. I didn't even know. She got upset and said I wasn't getting anything back since I already committed to paying. We got into a heated text argument. I stopped responding because she wouldn't budge and I wouldn't either.
The following morning was the day of the escape room. I accepted that I wasn't getting the money back, and I no longer wanted to argue. Our friendship was worth more than $80. I decided to call her. I said I was sorry for not expressing myself more calmly, and we should agree to disagree. She did not apologize and changed the subject, so I let it go. Now everything seemed back to normal. No more talk about the escape room. After several hours on the phone, she said, "So are you and your boyfriend coming or not?" I said, "I thought I wasn't able to come because she gave my tickets away." And she said, "Yeah, but those people were my second choice. Do you want to go?" I said, "Yes, we'll be there." Her tone immediately changed, and she asked me if I felt stupid for getting mad the day prior. I said no, and I didn't want to get into this drama again. I asked her to drop it. She didn't, and said that I owed her a bigger apology. She said that she told several people about our argument, and they all agreed that she was right and I was wrong. I asked her again to drop it. She wouldn't. I kept trying to defuse the situation, and she kept cutting me off. Finally, I said, "Geez, I can't even talk. I feel bad for your husband," which I know I shouldn't have said. She went off, telling me she felt bad for my boyfriend, and before she could continue yelling, I hung up. I blocked her immediately. I knew she would blow up my phone. I didn't want to deal with this when we were both mad. I thought I would keep her blocked for a while until we both calmed down. Within minutes, I get a rude text from her son. He's 12. I couldn't believe that she got her kids involved. I've known her children since the day they were born, and I love them. Now she's bashing me to her kids. Am I the asshole?
No, what is going on?
I feel like that's who something are your friends? Deeper, yeah. Right? Like, what?
What are y'all going through?
Seems like she's trying to gaslight her into believing something, because that's where I got confused, where she was like, "Well, are you coming?" Like, I thought right. We agreed. What are you talking about? I thought you said they were coming. What happened? There's something that happened in between there where she seems crazy a little bit.
She's a little mental.
Yeah.
Because you're going to say that, okay, well, she got other friends to go. And then, okay, well, give me my money back if you got other people to go. Which is okay. But at the same time,
all the money. Yeah.
Yeah. Same time, I'm still kind of like, you agreed to go. You have to pay up front.
Yeah.
You already, if you can't come, then you already know your money's out the door. But
she was saying, you can't come because I already got the friends. So you can't come. Not that you want to come and you're just like, oh, or something happened. Like, you can't come that you already paid the money. Now you're basically paying for two people you don't know.
True.
And they just get to go.
And then to switch it up.
And then switch it up and say, are you coming?
Well, are you coming or not? Are you coming, buddy?
There's something wrong with your friend.
Yeah, and I feel like in that scenario, too, like, there's ways you could have avoided it for the people that were going to go in their place. Like, hey, we got this escape room, blah, blah, blah. I feel like if you were to just reasonably explain, like, oh, actually the people can make it. Like, you know, it's tough, but it's like,
they're not down anything. They didn't pay anything.
Yeah, they're just going for a good time. That's all they were doing.
Most escape rooms are up to like six people though, so the other people could have came, but they would have had to pay their way. That's the problem, I guess.
No, $40 because
they're poor.
The two tickets? Does that seem expensive?
I've never been to an escape room.
Escape rooms are
they're that expensive.
I was thinking like 20-ish, 25.
Because the one we went to was
paid for, but again. I think it was like $40 or $50.
Yeah.
You said $40 for two tickets?
No, $80. It was $80, so $40 for each ticket. No, you thought I was so like, sorry. Yeah, that equals 20 still.
I was like, that was such a long drive.
That's 20. What?
I said that was such a long drive to there.
Yeah.
It was $40?
Huh?
It was paid for, but I think it was anywhere between $35 and $50. Oh, so it was expensive, mm-hmm. which is why in the first place they're like, hey, we need more people to fill the room because we already paid for it and it was really expensive. And thankfully they're like, you guys don't have to pay. We want more people to play with because it was really expensive to get the room.
Oh, I guess if you're paying for the room as a total, it doesn't matter how many people there are. Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes more sense. Mm-hmm. Did you guys solve it?
Yeah.
We did solve it because they're very smart. And so I was just like, what's happening? And then they're like, behind this fireplace is a door. And we like went through the doors. It was pretty cool. I didn't know how to solve any of these puzzles. I didn't know what to look for.
Two of them.
I hate those things. Like, you feel dumb. You go in and you're like, and you'll be with nice people and they're like, so this is the clue. Da da da. You're like, trying to lead you as a little kid. This is it. You're part of this. I'm like, no, you're doing all the work and I'm doing nothing. Mm-hmm. Like an idiot.
Well, that's what would happen when they, like, the people would put up the clues. They basically had a TV for if you were taking too long, they would start giving you clues.
I had went to one with my ex at the Mall of America. So it was me and her, and then it was just like five random people. And we were definitely like the dumb ones because they were like all trying to be nice, but then they were a little competitive. And we were like, maybe we should get a clue. And they're like, we don't do clues. We're
we're real.
Like, we play this game for real. So we're like, well, we don't know where to go. So maybe a clue would just make it more fun. Like, we're all involved. They're like, no. And they're like, doing calculations. They were like, we did beat it because they were very serious about it.
No, I think the thing is, it's not necessarily that like people are dumb in escape rooms. It's just if you don't like there's like puzzle games and then there's puzzles.
Your mind has to work a certain way to work. I'm like, I don't think I was dumb, but I'm like, I do not get this world of how to think to solve these puzzles. Because we're like, oh yeah, if you erase this and then the clue is behind that and then you multiply this by this and then you open this box three times and then something. I'm like, how did you know that?
Over here, they're over there acting like Enola Holmes.
If there's anything with don't math, talk do girl, not count.
It's
good.
I love
math
Enola.
Is not
it's
my
good.
Have you seen the second
math?
One?
Yes.
Me neither. Oh my God, there was one that had math in it. And I was just like, yeah, I'm going to do a different clue. I don't even want to attempt this. Because it was like, it was math and charting, which is, it was like.
Oh, they love charts.
A chessboard. It was literally a chessboard. And
there's a chessboard in every single escape room I've been on, and they love that.
And it was like every even something. All I remember was like every even something. I was like, I know even odds, but you're adding like Q's and F's, and literally a chessboard. Like, I thought kings and knights, that's all I know. So I just walked on to the next clue. Mm-hmm. Ended up solving a map.
If I was in that group that you were in, they would have kicked me out like this next story.
Oh, get a girl.
Oh, they wouldn't. They would have. They're like patronizing to us. They're like, okay.
Am I the asshole for freaking out when my wife locked our son out of the house at night after he drank alcohol?
Wait, read that again.
Am I the asshole for freaking out when my wife locked our son out of the house at night after he drank alcohol?
Ooh. What time of year was he going to freeze to death?
Well, liquor warms you up, so.
That's how most people die.
Because it feels like it warms you up, but it actually doesn't, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I guess I didn't think of that.
So it depends on what time of year. And is this his first offense? Like, does he act some type of way? Like,
was he
peeing
on all
more.
The couches?
Yeah. Is he peeing on all the couches and all the beds? Yeah.
All right.
Did he have manly needs for some other reason?
Okay. Am I the asshole for freaking out when my wife locked our son out of the house at night after he drank alcohol? I, male 39, have a 16-year-old son with my wife, female 40. This incident happened a few days ago, and she's still mad at me. I was on a work trip, so my wife was at home with our son. When I got back, I found out that he had been hanging out with his friends, and they convinced him to drink some beer, and he got a little drunk. I'm not saying what he did was right, but him and I had to talk about it, and it's fine. The problem is that when he came home and my wife found out, she was furious and kicked him out and refused to let him back in until morning. He was begging her to let him in, but she wouldn't. When I found out, I was furious. Regardless of what he did, she made a slightly drunk teenager stay outside by himself at night. Something very bad could have happened to him. We had a huge argument over it. I asked her how the hell she thought that was okay, and she just kept saying that it's our son's fault for drinking alcohol. My wife isn't really talking to me right now, and my son isn't talking to his mom. I feel like I'm in the right, but maybe I'm not. Am I the asshole? I don't think so. I think the mom overreacted.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're kicking your son out. I mean, just ground them or something.
Yeah.
After you have that conversation.
Inside the house,
right. Don't... Yeah, that is too much. Especially you're not like, you're his mom.
Because it does seem like it's
some type of way.
It's his first time, it seems like.
Yeah. You're kicking out when it happens over and over and over.
She must be like a recovering alcoholic.
Or really strict.
That's really strict.
Yeah, really strict. I don't know. Yeah, that seems he drank a few beers and he was slightly
tipsy. Yeah.
Calm down, man.
Yeah. I think that was really overboard. I don't think he's the asshole for saying that that's crazy.
It is.
It is crazy. Yeah.
I bet she likes Taylor Swift.
I don't know about you.
No, we had a story.
What's wrong with Taylor Swift?
No, we had a story where
I don't know.
The wife was like huge into Taylor Swift. Like she had went to the concert, she recorded it. She would watch the recordings over and over again. She got mad at the husband because she was like, I feel like you're not supporting me in my love of Taylor Swift. I'm like, chick, you can do what you want, but what do I got to do to be a part of this?
Why do I got to watch you loving Taylor Swift?
She's like, watch me while I'm watching and see what, record me watching her.
Top comment, trigger warning, because this is talking about true crime here. Ooh. Not the asshole. Leslie Mahaffey, a victim of serial killers Paul Bernardo and Carla Homolka, was locked out of her house by her parents the night they kidnapped her. They took turns making videos of them R-wording her and torturing her for days before killed her.
Oh my God.
Have your wife research that case, and I bet she never locks him out ever again.
The Ken and Barbie killers. I know who they are.
Oh, wait, wow. Who are they? I've never heard of them.
Yeah, they're from Canada.
Oh, hey.
Mm-hmm. We just like to do our killings and find
We like hockey and maple syrup.
From what I know. But he was, I watch too much true crime. That's all I do.
Sorry, Canadians, for those accents. I think Sans was pretty good, but mine was bad.
I feel like it was worse than yours.
I felt like yours was Minnesotan.
Because I don't know the difference, eh?
Fluctuating between.
I don't know the difference, eh? Like,
you're,
I just.
You're Canoda.
Canodian.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah. That honestly, that's the whole thing.
Ken and Barbie, because I've never heard of that.
I never heard of them either.
The girl that you're obsessed with, the redhead from 70s show?
Laura Prepon.
Plays it.
She does?
In a movie, yeah.
I'm going to watch that movie, I guess.
This is what I've done with my life.
Is she the killer? Is she one of the killers?
She's one of them.
Oh, good for her.
Not good for her.
I mean, no.
She's an actress, but also.
She's got range.
She's also blonde in that, I think.
I do like blonde hair. Yeah. I just don't like doing that her. She goes blonde in the last season of that 70s show.
Really?
Yeah.
That could be when she was filming that movie.
Worst season, so I get not watching the last season of that 70s show.
Now I got to make sure I'm right that they are from Canada.
Because when Topher Grace left.
I felt some type of way.
Wow.
I didn't really see left.
Yeah, he left for the last season.
Who did?
Topher Grace of that 70s show.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
And then he came back in the last episode. And him and Donna got together.
So how long did he have to be gone throughout the year? He would have had to miss Christmas, so they could have canceled it, like this next story.
That's so good.
Maddie got two.
Maddie be on fire. Maddie be like,
she's on it.
The military's like, I got to hit the target. Target acquired.
Target down. Would I be the asshole for canceling Christmas? I, 31 female, am
Grinch.
Tired of planning vacations for my ungrateful husband, 33 male, and his twin.
Okay, number one, why are you inviting his
twin?
Yeah,
why is the twin gotta be involved? Right. You ain't gotta be here, twin.
No, just maybe she can't tell who's. She's like, are you my husband? Or, you know what, just be safe. You guys both come. Would I be the asshole for canceling Christmas? I, 31 female, am tired of planning vacations for my ungrateful husband, 33 male, and his twin. My husband and I have been together for 7 years and married for 3 months. We both work high-stress jobs with high incomes and no children. We're frugal and spend our money on savings and trips. In our relationship, I plan our retirement, keep track of finances, host friends and family, arrange gifts, make appointments, and plan our vacations, and we travel a lot. For his part, he does laundry and cooks and does the dishes more than me. He gets along well with everyone and is the more easygoing one. On our trips, I've asked my husband to help me with task ranging from helping me plan beforehand to finding an Uber. Usually, he ignores me until it's too late and I have to make the decision, or he makes mistakes, like getting an Uber to the wrong place or forgetting beach towels I asked him to bring. Mistakes aren't a big deal, but he places the blame for them on me. The issue is not new to us. For our wedding, I did 99% of the planning, and he promised in return that he would plan a honeymoon. Right before the wedding, he looked up a Costco package that was almost twice as expensive as we agreed to spend, and that didn't have guaranteed spots. What I really wanted him to do was not find an all-inclusive, unaffordable trip that we didn't go on, but do something that was tailored to us.
My husband has a twin brother that often comes along with us. Like my husband, his twin doesn't help plan, and he's never thanked me for planning trips for us. He behaves like coming on this trip is a gift to me. Outside of this, I've tried to be his friend, but I feel no reciprocity. I get him gifts for his birthday and holidays, text him and call him and include him, i.e. asking him if he wants me to write his name on a Mother's Day card when he hadn't helped me pick a gift. Right now, we're all on a flight back from Hawaii where I researched hotels and flights, put together schedules, booked hikes and dinners, rented a car, etc. When I brought up the fact that they complained a lot and never said thank you, my brother-in-law said that he told me the sunset was nice, and that's the same as a thank you.
Beautiful sunset.
When I told this to my husband and explained how upset I am with both of them for not helping me, not yelling, but definitely not in a calm way, he told me to F myself. My husband also said that if I cancel future trips, that I'm no longer invited to my in-laws' Thanksgiving, the one thing his mom plans. I've already planned and booked an elaborate 3-week Christmas trip to Italy for the three of us. They say they want to go while doing nothing, but I just feel exhausted at this point. I'm considering canceling entirely, canceling my own portion, or canceling one or both of their portions and going solo. Would I be the asshole if I took one of those paths?
Okay, so if you're, here's the problem. If you're volunteering to do all this, that's a difference. You shouldn't, somebody should say thank you, but you shouldn't expect a thank you if somebody's expecting, or if you're like, oh, no problem, I'll do that. There's a difference between somebody just taking it on without saying that they will do it, I guess. But at the point of them not doing anything is bunk. But it's just poop. They're poop heads.
Yeah, I think they definitely are poop heads, Sam. Because she has communicated multiple times that she wants his help, and he just has there's a phrase for it. Do you remember the phrase, Brandon?
Weaponized ignorance?
Weaponized incompetence.
Yeah.
And it just seems like he really just tries to play dumb. So when he does do the tasks that she asked for and he does them wrong, she's like, all right, let me just do it myself.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of mental load that she has. And he does do a good amount of stuff, like he cooks and everything. And it just seems like she's like, I understand that he does that, but I need help with much more. And he's not willing to do that. And I feel bad for her. And I think if she wants to still go on the trip, she should do it solo, or she should just cancel it entirely. And the fact that the husband's like, go F yourself.
Oh, I thought the brother said that.
No, the husband said that to her.
Oh, dang.
No, I'd be going on myself.
Yeah.
I'd be going myself.
It's just so disrespectful.
Just for that response, at first I was like, you could do either. But no, go by yourself. Because once he said that, that changed the whole game. Because don't speak to your spouse like that. That's not. Even with boundaries set, like, just don't speak to your spouse like that. Like, especially someone that's been putting in so much work to make sure you have a good time.
I have a question about why that brother's always tagging along.
Yeah.
Like, they can't have a romantic, you can't have, like, a sounds getaway like by yourself.
I know. That's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm.
Like, and then he's probably feeling
the spray at
the husband's, like,
well, yeah, like, yeah, like, bro.
Just let her do it. She can do whatever.
She's fine. You and I can go hang out. You know? Yeah, they're probably like attached at the hip, the two brothers.
Well, I mean, they're twins. They were born that way, but I mean,
they like actually are attached to the hip.
Like, they were separated. That's why
she doesn't want to mention that.
I don't want to hang out with them. Like, no, we're Siamese twins. I'm literally stuck.
I need you to detach from your brother right now.
Wait, I feel like when I was a kid, maybe because I was watching those shows like Ricky Lake and those kind of talk shows, I'm like, feels like there's Siamese twins out here, like everywhere, like everybody was stuck together. I never see it anymore. You feel like you would see it on TikTok, like
never.
Maybe there is a Siamese twins.
Yeah, there is one on TikTok.
Okay, because I'm like, I remember seeing that all the time. Like everyone is stuck together. I'm like, I'm surprised me and my sister weren't stuck together.
So yeah, they actually had some controversy because one of them was dating somebody, and they're like, how does the other side consent?
That man's like, hey, it's a threesome every single night.
Every single time.
Did we say everything we wanted to say about the story?
I feel like
I forgot. I really got on time.
No, I feel like that girl needs to go on her own vacation. She sounds like terrific planner. Let me just say that out loud.
She's going to have a fun time on her own.
Yes, exactly. Go do your thing. But make sure you are saying that you're meeting somebody somewhere. Don't get caught up and get killed.
You know, I do like your point about the weaponized incompetence. Mm-hmm. I think more people need to see the signs of their partner before they get married. Because I'm like, he like, even for the honeymoon, like how he did that, I'm like, there's still signs before you get married. You're like, if he's like this now, it's not going to change. It's not like you get married, it's like, now I want to do things. I'm like, no, that's his personality. So you just need to see those signs. You're like, if this is how you're bringing the energy early in a relationship, it's not going to, because I get people getting mad. They're like, he doesn't change, he's not different. I'm like, well, he showed that to you, and you might have gotten caught up in the love aspect of him. I'm like, but this is the stuff that matters over time. You're like, this is stuff you're going to get mad about 10 years from now. Trust that, don't get married. But you're kind of stuck in it now.
There was a, I think it was a TikTok, and I don't know where it is, so I guess this is, you could just say this is all out of my butt right now. But there was a video that I was talking about, and this guy was saying in the year 2040, I think he said 45% of the working women are going to be single. Because basically saying, like, of the weaponized incompetence, because it's like they've seen it through the generations and they know what they don't want and what they're not willing to put up with anymore. So they were saying that they're going to see, you're going to see a lot more like single women, but probably single people just in general as time goes on. But you're going to see a lot more single people by the time 2045 or something, that are just living on their own, chilling, because it's easier for them to take care of themselves than to have to live with a guy that's practicing weaponized incompetence and making their life horrible.
I actually feel some type of way about that, but yes, I agree in some aspect of that is why I am alone, because I don't want to have to deal with people. But also, I have to deal with that stuff at work daily, where you, other people, so you get taken off, of this task because you can't do it right. Now I have to fail your task because I can do it right.
Right.
But you play dumb. You know how to do it right. You just don't want to do it. Yeah. So you play dumb this whole time, and now the whole load's on everybody else, not you, because you want to be a piece of dump. So I feel men are getting smarter, though, when it comes to feelings.
I mean, I would hope so. But
if that makes sense. Like, if it makes any sense, I don't know.
I would hope so. And I know that there's a lot of men that have no problem sharing the mental load and stuff. But I also know, and I'm not talking about any of these guys in here, but there's people that I know, there's men that I know that very much have, they practice weaponized incompetence, like, very strongly, where you ask them to do something and they get frustrated and they do it wrong on purpose, or they take forever to do it.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I will do it myself. I got it.
So maybe it's up to, and I'm going to hate myself for even saying this, because I've gotten even told this to myself before and I was pissed off. But so maybe it's up to us to be like, oh, well, you can't do it. Too bad. Fuck it.
I think you have to do that a little bit, because I think I've had instances where I don't think I was doing it on purpose, like I'm trying to be incompetent for a reason, but you get so used to a certain dynamic in a relationship where you're like, well, she just does it, so I'll do it. Now, because we've had talks about this before, I'm like, I'm thinking about it now, I'm like, okay, I should be wanting to be involved in this. I should be like being more present and doing stuff.
Yeah.
But then there is some times where the woman can be like, well, you are doing it wrong. You're like, this is literally the highest skill. This is not even me trying to put on to not do this. I'm like, this is the skill I'm at. And you're like, well, you're not doing it how I would do it, so I might as well do it.
Here's my issue. Are you open to learning?
Yeah, though? That's what I'm like. I am open to learning.
So are you just like, oh, I can't do it. Oop, looks like I can't do it anymore.
I'm like, I want to do it. I'm not good at it now. there is some times where like you have to be patient, because I am putting the thing like I do want to be better. I do want to learn. This is not all on you, but right now I am bad. So you can't get mad at me for being bad.
Well, you can't be
bad.
An expert at everything once yeah. you just start, right?
Yeah.
So
sometimes, but you have to judge the intention of the guy. Mm-hmm. Like, where is he? Like, is he just doing this, or is he actually want to be? Like, I do want to get better. I do want to do better. So I want to be more involved.
Yeah, I feel like you can tell by the, like Brandon and I were talking about this for a different situation the other day, but you can't just look at the one point. You have to look at all of the points on the chart. Yeah. And so if it's, like, over time, you're like, okay, this isn't just you not being good at a skill. Yeah. But I would say, I think what you were trying to maybe ask when you were talking about the woman is sometimes, especially if you're in a relationship for a long time, I can understand where if somebody's, whether they know about it or they're being purposeful and they're being incompetent, and the person is like, I've been doing this forever. I need you to take this load from me. I'm frustrated.
Yeah.
That is where maybe, you know, I'll just speak for myself. I could be better at being like communicating, like, listen, I know that because I've been doing it longer, I'm better at it than you. And I need you to help me with this.
Yeah.
I think that's where maybe if let's just say in this small box that it is the man being incompetent in that example yeah. and the woman trying to give him some of the mental load, that's where the woman could be like, I can practice more, like you're saying, patience yeah. and less frustration in the way that I communicate my frustration of doing yeah. it for so long. So I feel like maybe that's where you were coming in, because you yeah. were saying that specifically for yourself.
Yeah, but then I get the woman side too, when you're like, well, I'm not trying to be your mom either.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
you're a grown man. There's a point where I'm like, I can be more patient, but sometimes it does cross over into mothering, because I'm like, yeah. it feels like you're a kid. Like you're, so I'm like, I get that side. I'm like, you don't want to be someone's parent, especially in your own relationship. Like, you don't want to be a mom to someone. Like,
yeah,
you should do it. You should help me with this. You should do this. So I'm like, I see both sides, really.
I honestly oh, yeah. feel there's a difference between teaching somebody to do something, right? So, yeah, okay. So I do this all the time. But now I want somebody else to share the load, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I need to teach you how to do it. If I'm teaching you how to do it and you're over here playing on your phone or doing something mm-hmm. like this, not paying attention, or you're listening, whatever, and then you do it the next time and you have the set of like what you need to do in front of you
yeah.
and you don't even try to follow these before you start coming at me like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
That's a difference between...
like weaponize, like
yeah, in, weaponize
incompetence.
Incompetence, based and just incompetence.
Yeah,
I guess I don't know.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's a difference between
unintentional versus intentional.
Yeah, some correct. People are dumb.
I
there are some dumb like
I am dumb at math. Yeah. I will say that out loud. I cannot math.
You just gotta tell people like you gotta know. I'm like, are you just being because you're dumb or
if you can?
Well, then there's also this people that have different ways of processing how to do something too as well, like mm-hmm. just because the way you do it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to click
true
that
correct
that's true,
because I feel like in a way sometimes that could be me, like I can only equate it to video games because that's the one off the top of my head, but like it takes like if I'm trying to learn a new skill in a video game, like I'll watch tutorials on it, but then I'll find my own way to do it, and then I master how to do it my own way. And then I become better at doing it. But I feel like that could be the same in life for a lot of people. Like, people are like, oh, like, you know, to wash the dishes, this is how you do blank, blank, blank. But it's like, no, maybe they just need a different process on how to do it.
Yeah, throw all the dishes away and buy new dishes.
Or, you know, maybe just, like, soak them all and then wash them instead of washing each individual one.
Yeah, to each our own.
Yeah.
You do that, I throw them away.
Maybe I feel some type of way with this. I do deal with this literally every day. So... learning different ways is a good conversation to bring up. But because some people are visual, right? So they need to see things happen. Some people need to see the written word, right? So they need to whatever. And then some people need to do it themselves. Yes. If you try all the different ways and then there's still a but, that's the difference. That's it.
But then do you see things that are like, are there things different about men and women? Because I see some of the things where like, I can do this. And I'm like, I'll do the task. I'm like, I see the task. I know what to do. And then you're like, well, why didn't you think of this? You're like,
I
don't know why I didn't think of it. It just never crossed my mind. You're like, well, you're doing it worse because you didn't think about this, this, and this. And I'm like, oh my gosh, those are good points. But it never crossed my mind. I'm just like, I'm focused on this. And I did this. But
so you tried to get to the point.
Yeah.
It's not like you stopped and didn't even try it.
Right. I'm like, I did it. But then you're like, well, that's dumb. You did that way.
Sam, come over to where Sam is.
That's a far walk.
It's a far walk.
I'm old.
Okay, well then come sit here, Sam.
I'm okay.
Oh.
Thank you, everybody. Oh. Come in here, Brandon.
Brandon.
Oh. Just, we gotta all stand
by. Thank you, everybody, for joining. Thank you, everybody, for joining us for the Sam. Pop your head up.
Sam. Oh,
thank you, everybody, for joining us for the Comfort Level Podcast. Sam, I'm in the sandwich. And Brandon. Ah! We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.